L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Am I the only one that heard Brother Love's heart break? B. Jason, how you doing, buddy?
Very well. How are you?
We have Keith McNally in with us, too, but I just want to catch people up for some reason if you're new and you don't know. B. Jason created not only our version of Best Ofs, which is Keith and the Girl Beginnings. How many are there now? There's a nice amount.
21.
21 of them. And they take Best Ofs to like a new level where he takes different things from different shows, puts them together for one show, and all these things intertwine and follow a story. And it's almost like a Seinfeld episode, the way all the stories are connected. I think it's brilliant. Also, he's the one we played these songs before that he personally made, Nerve, Push Pull. You might know it as Suck Me Stupid. The band we saw in New Hampshire, A Simple Complex. You can buy the CD. What's the best website to go to?
Oh my God, you can get it at iTunes. You can get it at CD Baby, or you can go to asimplecomplex.com.
You are so powerful live that it's fantastic. I loved it.
I'm half hard. Thank you.
If you know, I don't know why you live in New Hampshire, but. You as a person.
He did 8 writers, too. Now
yeah.
He's all the way hired.
That's it. 8 writers. We're going to play it again real quick. I'm not picking on him, but just to recap, a long time ago, this guy named Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, he happens to be the L.A. Talent coordinator for Pod Show, the shady company that Adam Curry heads.
You're not picking on no one,
I'm just filling them in. I'm just filling people in. And this
I'm
guy,
just giving people right. information.
And his show is another show that... Mark Yoshimoto's is a show that really went after us, and it really got heated for a while, and B. Jason took the time to make a song talking to both Adam Curry and Mark Yoshimoto about Mark Yoshimoto's need for 8 or 9 writers. This song is called 8 Writers.
Mark needs 8 writers. About Mark Yoshimoshi, what's his face and his lame ass cast that he can't produce without his 8 writers. Mark needs 8 writers. He's a petty douche with a pathetic show, stinking up serious radio. He's getting obsessed with Keith and the girl who do a daily show that kicks ass without the help of 8 writers.
Just one more carcass in the wake that is KATG.
I love that. I remember us doing it at the time, and Mark goes, a parody song? That's when he started really flipping out and going, he sounded like he was going crazy. A parody song, that's what you have? And I'm like, that is brilliant. And how long did that take to make?
Like I said, about 3.5 hours, 8 in the morning till 11:30.
That is a tribute to your genius.
Yeah, it's so fast because I remember we just talked about him and it was in our email like a couple hours after the show was posted.
Well, to be fair, the melody was kind of already out there.
But I'm sorry,
we're not taking away from that.
That almost makes it harder. You know, like that in there, everything. That is fantastic. We got to fight more with people. That is fantastic.
I just read this while we were listening. Jeremy from Arkansas says, I tried making a best of, and as Keith can attest, it sucked. B. Jason is awesome at what he does.
Oh, is that the gay episode?
What's that? I only heard parts of it, and it sounded real muffled and whatever, and this is our buddy Jeremy, and I'm like...
And we really like Jeremy.
Yeah.
So
do I just ignore you?
I always figured if I ever made one, it would just subconsciously be full of stuff that I said on the show. So I'm wondering if this episode's going to show up in a best of, you know? We'll have to see for the next batch.
You know what's going to show up in the best of? What you just said.
It's almost like time traveling.
Keith McNally, your beautiful artwork as well is on our website, keithandthegirl.com/store. You scroll down, you see we're selling the beach towel, and you see...
If you click on the magnifying glass, a new window pops up with Mick Nally on the floor with the beach towel over him. That's all he's wearing. And then some puke coming out of his mouth.
How did you guys do that photo shoot?
Well, mostly what happened is, see, I don't have a towel. So I was like, listen, can I model the towel and can you just pay me in a towel?
He's not kidding. Mick Nally came to the U.S., to the glorious U.S., without a towel. He's been living here for 2 months. I mean, I'm right here.
I don't think it's so crazy. I mean, a towel's a lot
really?
To pack.
Really? Okay.
A fucking
okay.
whole towel?
Okay. Okay. How about this? He came with no bed. Okay, fine. You can't really travel that heavily with on a bus, right? You came on a bus. No bed, no blanket, no pillow?
I was thinking that. I've got right now, I'm using the inflatable mattress you guys use for camping and stuff. And it's like, wow, if it wasn't for that. Well, I guess we have a couch. I could sleep on that. But.
Yeah, I'm sure like Relic would love that. You sleep on the couch and you do your work in the living room. And he has to hide in the bathroom in order to have some time.
I never saw anybody come to a new place to live with less than I did. Your parents really sat you down and said, you want things? Wait for them. They'll come. Look, Ma, I got a towel.
You know what the one luxury was that I brought? I mailed it to myself. Was my Nintendo, the old 8-bit Nintendo. And then you fuckers have one. I thought I'd be like the cool dude in the neighborhood with the old school Nintendo. It fucking deflated me totally.
You thought maybe like you can trade some game time for underwear.
To be fair, I have better games than you guys.
Have you played a game at all?
Yeah, well, no, not really. Yeah. Like once.
One game called Blow in the Cartridge because it don't fucking work.
There's something about these old games that everybody thinks is so cool to have. The consoles, anyway. Like, maybe there's one or two, but there's something about the consoles. Like, I'm going to get a Nintendo. I can't believe it. I can buy it on eBay for 5 cents. And then you get it, and like, hey, yeah, now I get it. Games did suck. Now I get it.
But I guess, like, when you say it with words out loud, this does sound kind of bad. But basically, I came with, like, three of these identical thermal long-sleeve shirts that I didn't need because it's not cold here. So I just
It's not cold
one.
Here. It just snowed today.
It finally. Yeah, but it's been a blizzard for, like, three straight months in my home province, New Brunswick. It's been insane. It's, like, 30 feet of snow or something. I don't know. Anyway, it didn't seem so weird to me to just assign one of those as a towel. And eventually, I'd get a towel, and I just never did. And now I got one.
What
so,
have you been using?
I guess I was right. The thermal shirt. Like, I'll just, like, well, I'm not going to wear this, so that'll be a towel. Why the fuck not? This man used to microwave steaks. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, no. You beat Keith. I'm sorry, Mick Nally. You beat Keith. Congratulations.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a difference. I didn't then dry myself with the microwave steak. Now, you're like a weird bomb, man. You really are. There's something about you. So anyway, you guys go out and you model the towel with him.
Oh, yeah. So, and of course, Mick Nally can't do anything without videotaping, which is kind of fun. But I have to remember that when going over to his house, because I'm like, hey, guys, I haven't taken a shower in 2 days. Let's just not, you know, let's get this over with. Nobody smell me. Here we go. So McNally's like, you mind if we videotape this? I'm like, could you keep the camera out of my face somehow? Meanwhile, all he did was come over here to do a documentary about us, and I don't know how to learn things. So we go out into the... Into, like, some park, some local park.
Yeah, well, see, I guess, I don't know, we didn't have a real specific plan, but to me, it's like, I don't know, you mentioned on IM that, like, hey, you mind taking off your shirt and fucking, you know,
I wanted McNally to be my model because the image that I got from the company of the towel just doesn't represent it well at all, and I would completely skip over it in the store if I saw it like that. But it's a really good towel, so I was like, what if we get a model to do it? But,
and, right? we would like our models to be a little different. We look out. We do research. We do competitive pricing. And I look at other shows and their things, and I'm like, wow, I know you. Where did you get those hot fucking models to model your shirt? You know, it's some logo they just threw on there. So we want to take it a little different way.
And to me, I don't know, if we were just walking around the apartment and it's, you know, just me and Hemda and Relic and I'm half naked with a towel, that would seem weird to me. But if we do it outside at a public park,
That's not weird at all.
That's not really. At least that's funny. That's, I don't know. It seemed strangely more comfortable.
I think I just got a definition for art, and now I get it. Thank you. So where do you guys go, freaks?
We walk to the local like park type thing, and we walk around. And the first bench I see, I'm like, "Come on, McNally, let's get this over with. It's kind of cold." He's like, "Hey."
Yeah,
slow
I'm not
going
to pick the first bench in. There's like kids running around and shit. That's ridiculous. And then she's all, pussy. I don't think it's unreasonable for me to look around the park and pick my fucking spot.
He starts getting mad at me like, why don't you do it? I'm like, I didn't suggest it.
Plus, yeah, exactly. But your idea would have just been not as good. So I get to pick the fucking spot.
So you picked where it was done.
Yeah, we found this like
in a wedding gazebo. Yeah. That was your idea. All right.
Yeah, well, there was a lock on it, but the lock was open, so we just took it out of the thing.
And so we started videotaping it, and then
video, by the way, is on the website on yesterday's show thread.
Yeah,
and I see you guys. You're doing it. You know, he's laying down. He has the towel over him, so the way he's dressed, you believe that he's totally naked. He's just laying on, I guess, sunbathing in the middle of winter. I guess. And then on the video, you see, okay, hurry up, they're coming. And then you hear Relic like, oh, they're coming, we better hurry. I'm fucking serious. They're coming. Why is everybody... And you just hear Hemda. I do anyway. Everybody thinks this is a joke. I'm fucking serious. Hurry.
Well, see, I think what Hemda didn't get is you can hear that really clear through the camera, but we couldn't hear that.
I see. You know,
she's whispering to the camera, so later...
Because you know what's happening? He's like, I'm not so panicked, but me, like, I'm like, if I say this louder, then these guys will hear us, and then I can't make up anything when she gets here, because that means I'm already panicked. Like, there's so much going through my head, and I'm like, guys, they're coming, and I know we're in trouble, because there was a half lock on the door, right, on the entrance to this part of the park. Then the woman comes closer, and of course, I have to put the camera in her face, because everybody who does these stupid things always has to put the camera in the innocent person's face so that innocent person can go, come on, let's take the camera out of my face, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, I got to do that. And then...
You know, all you got to do for future reference is you just put the camera down by your side like you're just holding it, but you tilt it up. And
no,
they
I don't know
tell.
If you just met me, but if I do that, my whole face will be like, can you see the camera?
Well, then she asks, yeah, so yeah. You guys have a permit, right? And Hemda's like,
The worst, weirdest liar... No, and not like just a bad liar. She's just a bad liar, not a weird liar. Take that back. Just a bad liar. And like, do you have? She was telling me this. Do you have a permit to be here? Do we have a permit to be here? Her eyes. You can see this in the video. Her eyes just say like, "We fucked up. You're gonna kick us out. Go ahead." Like, you know, you can't be here. Really? Why not? Like, cause you look creepy. That's all I know. I am fucking creepy. Well, you got to go then. Really? Can you take the camera off me? So you want the camera off you?
That's even in my head. I'm like, I really am. Like, what can I say? Like, should I say yes, we do have a permit? Because because she didn't say, do you have a permit? She said, do you have permission? Almost like, hey, did Bob tell you you can come in here? And I could have just been like, yeah, Sam told me I could be here. Who's Sam? Sam, from the office, you know, I don't know. I never met the guy, but I called in, and he said it was okay. He said there might be a lock on the door. Like, just say, why can I make up shit right now? This is off the top of my head. But then, no.
Did Bob say you can come here? Bob, did Robert say that I can be here? Just say yes, you can be here. So I just have to answer your question. Yeah, I'm trying hard. You got to go. I definitely have to leave.
Although as she was leaving, the lady was kind of like, you know, she was kind of on our side. She's like, hey, actually, what you're doing, this looks kind of cool.
Oh yeah, she was so nice about it. Like, she didn't want to be
cool.
She didn't want to be the asshole, because at first she was like, are you guys here to check out wedding spots? And we're like, yeah, yes. There's a naked guy on the floor.
I don't think she saw me at first, because I was like, you know, obscured by the gazebo, and she's just like, huh. Now I don't know what's happening.
I'm gonna try. I'm hearing feedback in the back. Turn your feedback down. Can you hear me? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, it's Lisa.
Hi. Oh, baby.
Hey.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Is this your mistress?
Yes, it
is. Did I miss you?
Yeah.
How's it going, Mrs. B. Jason?
It's good. I had wine, and I woke up. I just woke up, and I click on the link, and I hear 8 writers. I'm like, oh, my God.
So, wait, you drank yourself to sleep?
I could fuck up.
Who's taking care of the kid?
He's asleep.
All right.
Yeah. He's asleep. He's fine. Your husband's gone and you're on vacation now.
Exactly.
All right. Very good.
Either I go to New York to get away, or he goes to New York to get away from me.
I shit you not. I shit you not. I check her MySpace.
Oh shit.
That's a good sign.
A couple of days ago, and you know how you can now, you know, describe your mood. I swear to God, at the top of her page, Lisa is giddy for the upcoming weekend.
That was from last weekend.
Bullshit.
Well, it wouldn't have been weird if you didn't write, and restless.
Like, does Jason stand in the bathroom while he's pissing and just be like, Mark is a writer? You know?
I do.
Eureka!
I'm just glad you're having fun.
Oh, thank you.
What are you going to do? How long are you out here in New York? Jason?
Probably be here till Sunday afternoon, maybe.
Do you have plans, Lisa? What are you doing tomorrow?
Do you get snow down there, or are you guys oblivious? We have, like, 6 inches of snow out here.
She's
I'm
feisty.
Not doing shit tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, she's a pistol. She's a goddamn pistol.
It's just a question, Lisa. Jesus.
Not looking around a four-year-old.
All right. Well, it's great talking to you. I met the two of you, of course, in New Hampshire at the strip club because you're a little animal.
Oh, of course.
And you weren't impressed by any of the whores. I do remember that. You were disgusting.
I was very impressed, actually.
Oh, you were impressed.
That's why I was throwing you dollars to help him out.
That's well. That's very nice of you.
Have fun, you guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
By the way, she's checking up on you.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Are you really on the show? Are you really on the show? Let's see. 8 Raiders. That's good enough for me. Second bottle of wine. By the way, getting back to the towel real quick. It's good for being on the beach. It's a beach towel. It's good for getting out of the shower. It's nice and thick. Do you like it? Does it dry yourself off?
I used it today. Fucking fantastic.
Good. All right. That's good. I didn't know if we'd have to return
them. I've never been so dry.
You know what?
I really haven't because, I mean, I'm using a shirt as a fucking towel. So this, it's like... It's a real towel. I can't get over
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
And we only had so much time. I mean, obviously, we knew you were coming for some time. But Hemda went to pick you up from the city, and I was home cleaning. The towel is also good for covering up big messes for when you have guests.
get the camera, hey. Mally. Get your camera going down there.
You know, I remember my apartment with Adam in New York, and we had so many dirty dishes. It was disgusting. It was a pile of dishes just coming out of the sink. And I had a date, and the dishes were so disgusting, it really would have been a chore to get all the crud off. I took a towel and laid it over all my dishes. That's how I cleaned.
Jesus.
That's how I cleaned. You know what I heard a lot of guys do, though? A lot of guys, they have a prom story or something like that where they go to pick up their date, but they only wash one side of the car.
What?
So that she's only going to see one side of the car. Guys are the worst. Yeah. My very first apartment ever, me and my brother, back in Somerset, we had so many dishes that we let get so dirty, we took the box of dishes to my parents' house and did them in their dishwasher. My dad was so livid.
You should have just got a new apartment. Fuck it.
Right. There's nothing we can do. We're moving. But I don't know. I don't think it's so weird. People are in college and they bring their laundry back. What's so weird about bringing all my dishes?
Trust me. I'm with you, man.
I know you are. You just need dishes.
He doesn't have dishes.
I do only because Relic has got a whole fucking bunch of shit.
It's so weird. Like, I have this weird OCD. Like, it's a reason I had a book stolen of mine. I don't have a copy of it because, I don't know, I didn't keep it around. Some kind of weird OCD. Meanwhile, I can live in constantly. I don't know what my condition is.
You know, it gets on your nerves. It gets on your nerves. Like, he will suddenly get mad. Like,
that's true.
If he can't find something, he starts getting really angry, and I'm like, okay, we'll find it. No, this place is a mess, and we have to clean. And then every night before we go to sleep, he's like, tomorrow we're cleaning, okay? And I'm like, sure. You said this yesterday. I didn't have to do it then.
OCD takes many forms.
It is. I'm weird about...
OCD is just saying that we have
just
to clean tomorrow.
Just procrastination. Oh, yeah, okay.
I've said this before. Like, Spooky has the same problem I do. Like, you'll notice every so often, Spooky will have, like, 10... He's an artist, and he's incredible. He's beyond incredible. And I'm not exaggerating. It's like, the best comic book stuff you've ever seen, for
he's
example.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, anyway, he'll have his MySpace filled with, like, 15, 20 pictures. You go there, you're oohing and on. And one day, he wakes up, and he doesn't think they're good enough. And he deletes them all. Like, why did you delete them? Like, I don't even want them on there. And that's what I did. I'm like, what? Why didn't I have it on the internet as a backup somewhere? And I'm like, I just don't want it to. I can't explain it to anybody that doesn't have this disease. It's weird. But meanwhile, I can take a box of dishes to my parents. I can't explain the weird thing I have at all.
Well, Fooey says Keith can't find something. Well, from now on, just look under a towel. There it is.
That's true. That's true. If you see, like, oh, you guys got a lot of floors made out of towel. Bumpy towel. By the way, let me mention this real quick. My buddy Brizzle Wizzle, he's from Australia. He joined the forums on July in 2007, and he wrote this on the forums. Ick, he says about yesterday's show. Ick, horrible advertising. There are certain countries right now. I know Germany, Australia, something else?
Maybe one other country.
Three countries, and they're getting ads right now placed within the show. Now, in the future, you know, you're probably listening to an ad now. It doesn't make sense. But when we recorded this live, that's what's happening. And obviously, we know it. And I took the time cleverly at a place that's not so inopportune, ending of one story, beginning of a totally different story, to put those ads. I time coded it. That's business for checking things. He writes, "Ick, horrible advertising. If you're going to do it, and I have no problem with podcasts doing advertising, please not random crap in the middle of stories. Doesn't make me want to buy their product at all. In fact, what was the product again? You guys can do better than this. Oh, and yes, I never supported through the store."
Well, it's a podcast. You can go back and listen to what the fucking product was.
You could look back before you complain. Right. That is true.
Do your research.
Do your research.
Or if it's so bad, I mean, it's done with now, right?
Right.
It's done.
How about from now on, Brizzlewizzle, email me ahead of time and tell me how you would like to do things. You know,
how would you like us to do that? You look for the ad spot because it's not really fun.
Right.
I don't want to do it.
We're going to do it to our past shows for the future. So if you could take the time and do it for me.
Yeah, we have to do 600 and something shows of our back catalog. Just find a good place. If you think you know better, please, yes.
You don't know how anal I am. You think I just had him put it in the middle of anything. So I wrote him. I'm like, are you exaggerating? Was it in the middle of a story? And he wrote back, yep, twice. The first one even sounded like it cut some of the story out. Or I might just have lost track. But both times it was completely unexpected in the middle of you guys talking. Because I didn't email you and warn you ahead of time. You feel offended. That's what it is. You feel offended because Brizzle Wizzle Jizzle didn't know about it.
Oh, Brizzle Wizzle has just volunteered himself to be the traffic director for advertising on the Keith and the Girl program.
Thank you, because he doesn't mind it. He already made that clear. It doesn't bother him at all.
Thank God.
I might have lost track, though. I'll be honest. Oh, what a safe out. And the part, and going back real quick when he goes, yeah, by the way, I never supported the Keith and the Girl store. That's him, because he knows I'm going to go, well, did you ever donate or support the store? Let's just end this stupidity right now. Let me say right ahead of time that I didn't anyways. That doesn't mean you have a point. That means you're making my point. We're in this for the money. Ready? You joined in July of 2007. You should know this. New people, let me tell you this. I'm in it for the money.
I don't want to do this and clown jobs on the side to make a living.
I know it's the future and everything on the internet should be free. But I need it. I'm doing it for the money. I need money. Wizzle Wizzle. I need money. Sometimes we try to trick you and sell you a towel for it.
You know how you want complete truth in the forums? You want ages, sexual preferences.
Yeah, right.
Are you a fucking hippie? Should be one of the questions.
Yes, it should be.
And if you say yes, it kicks you off the site. You get a cookie on your computer that bans you from ever visiting, and it redirects you to fucking Greenpeace or something.
You know what you are, dude? You're a restaurant exaggerator. You're the same dude.
A restaurant exaggerator.
You know what? We had a booking. What time did you get in the restaurant that your food took so long? I had the table booked for 8 p.m. Why aren't you answering the question? I don't know what time you called. You're a restaurant exaggerator. It's just in the middle of a story. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, and you know it wasn't. I remember when we started talking about the store early on, it was literally less than a minute at the end of shows, and people complained, and I'm not exaggerating what they complained about. It's on the forums. 20 minutes of advertising they're doing for the store. I don't want to hear that. A, fast forward. B, that's a lie. 20 minutes. Are you exaggerating? No, I am not. Well, go back and see. Well, I might have lost track. You're a restaurant exaggerator. You know what? By the time the soup came, there were ice cubes in it. It was so cold. There weren't. And your whole party didn't get there at 8 p.m., and I shit in your shake. It just ruined stories. I'm very clever about it. I'm very smart, Brizzle. And shame on you. Even after I rate you and you rate me back, shame on you. Ready for this? America? You're going to get ads too. Boom!
Yeah.
Everybody's getting ads.
Love it.
Love it. Thank you.
Bend over.
Bend over. I got you. I tricked you. 3 years in, I tricked you.
And timestamp.
New from Whammo.
Okay, ready for this? I do not endorse what that just was. Now, moving on. I personally, I'd rather you supported my store. Okay, here's an interesting thought. Use your brain, man. I got to make some cash to live. Come on. Work with me. By the way, last night, we couldn't sleep, and so we ended up seeing the movie Rendition. Is that up for Best Picture, by the way?
I have no idea.
I know people liked it. I liked it very much. It's about extraordinary rendition, and it's when somebody, you know, as far as Americans go, when somebody in America is accused of being a terrorist, we ever since 9/11, we send them over to
They did it before, but now it's like
now it's more done. Okay, so we send them to a different country, and these people are torturing them to get the truth out. We don't do it in America because America doesn't torture, of course. I like this movie very much. Now, I didn't plan on seeing it because we were so tired that night. But you lay down, and I don't know if we were just that so tired that you can't sleep. And it just made me think again. Like, I keep saying, like, we live in the future, and it's kind of amazing. But the fact that we got to sleep every day disgusts me. It disgusts me. You got to make your brain dumb so you can pass out.
I don't like being human.
I don't like being human. Pissing, shitting, eating, and sleeping. And we're the smartest things on the planet. Let me not think of nothing and make me dumb. Let me think about animals jumping over things. That's what I got to think about. But we're the leaders of the world. I don't think we are.
Equals MC squared.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good point. Einstein took massive stinky shits that stuck to his cheeks. That's the fucking smartest man we ever met? I don't think it is.
I think therefore I am.
Right, I think it's a dolphin somewhere. I'm starting to think. People might be onto something. I gotta make myself real dumb, and then I can fall asleep. The whole thing's stupid. And then we watch the show. 5 stars.
Taking the long way around. That's
right. I wasn't sure if you liked the movie or not.
I did enjoy it. I had to pause it. I won't say, but during like closer to the end, I'm pausing. I'm like, yeah, this doesn't make any sense what's happening. I had to ask Hemda. We had to talk about it for a second. Then I get it. So you guys that saw it know what I'm talking about. But I was a little confused for a second. Like, I'm in some kind of weird time warp. I'm in that, you know, Mobius strip. But I figured it out.
I thought you were going to curse it out because there are some subtitles.
No, you could be. You know what? I like that better. You know, it's taking place in Egypt, right? I like that better. You know, I don't want you to be speaking English. It's not a subtitled movie, you wouldn't say. When they're speaking Egyptian or Arabic, it is subtitled. What, Egyptian? You know, I don't got to. Who cares? Why do I got to know what it's called? Yeah. Am I putting together a class tomorrow?
No, because you know why? It's the then it goes into the whole conversation of like, he looks at me and goes, is that what Israel looks like?
All brown? Is it? Is it?
No!
No? It doesn't
Israel
look anything
is a
like
country.
That? Egypt's not a country, right?
I don't think it was in Egypt.
South Africa, Cairo. I don't know where it was. They're all brown. All these countries are brown. They're all brown.
No,
what's the point?
No, but then all of a sudden, like, it's got to go to my country. It's got to go to how, like, backwards my people are. It's where are your parents? And it goes into the bomb shelters.
When I go to Israel, it's going to be all brown. And I'm going to go, this is what I'm talking about.
It's not all brown.
And you're going to go, I guess you're right. I seen all the pictures. And you're like, oh, it's like a city. It's a real metropolis. This is cities to them. I got to buy things with chickens. And I looked at Deuce's house when the storm came through, and it's a piece of plywood fucking shaking from the wind. That's not the future. That's not developed. Put some dirt on it. It'll be fine.
God.
That's not developed. Do you take camels to work? Yes or no?
No.
Right, bullshit.
What's wrong with you?
Please. Please. You know how we go to like a park and we get to ride a camel? You guys get to ride a taxi for like fun for the day. The whole family gets to do it.
Wow.
Please.
McNally, could you check the exchange rate on chickens, please? I'm still hung up on Mobius strip. Fuck, I didn't hear any of that.
I like that Hemda recognized some of the words they were saying. They were all curse words her father used to say. I recognize that. What's that mean? That's a derogatory term for your sister's vagina. Well, that's nice to know.
Well, no, I recognize the word sister because my father used to say kus ochtak, and ochtak is sister, but kus means vagina. And that's a swear. But, you know, a lot of Israelis curse in Arabic.
By the way, going back real quick, Burger 77 from Michigan. When I worked in restaurants, I would always bring my dirty dishes in and clean them there.
How did you walk in with all your dirty dishes?
Why not?
Is Michigan just different?
No shit, I did that in college.
Where? How?
I used to work as a dishwasher in the cafeteria, so I would bring my dishes from my dorm in a plastic bag and run them through this big, huge, semi-truck-sized steam dishwasher. Nobody noticed.
That's fantastic. I don't think they would care. I mean, it would take one or two loads anyway. You know, who cares?
Yeah, it all goes into one tray. You feed it through. It comes out, clean the other side.
They just thought every day you came into work, you were homeless with two duffel bags.
It just seems like a lot of work, though, to pack the dishes in what? Because it's dirty. What would you pack the dishes in?
Like a trash bag.
Oh.
Yeah. And a duffel bag, but then I'd have to get a job as a launderer.
Not nearly as much work as it would be to wash the dishes in the sink in the middle of the floor. Yeah.
Oh, hey, that reminds me of something else. I was fucking proud when I came up with this. At the place me and Relic have our apartment, the guy who lived there before us left these shoe racks. So I figured out that if you put a shoe rack on its side, it's a clothing rack. So I do my laundry at the laundromat down the street, but I don't bother with the fucking dryers because that costs like, what, $2? And you got to sit there and wait for it to dry. So I bring this shit home and dry it on the fucking shoe racks that cost me nothing. And now I have extra money to go play Street Fighter versus Capcom at the pizza place while my laundry's being done.
You really are the dirtbag MacGyver, aren't you?
It's the best.
You don't want to do something to kill time, but you're going to the video game place to kill time.
Right, well, I got to kill enough time to do laundry, but if I had to do fucking drying on top of that, drying takes forever.
Uh-huh, Fooey says, wait, McNally figured out that the KTG Frisbees make great plates.
I didn't, thank you.
See, I don't always understand your logic, and to be honest, like, the way you talk about money, I wasn't sure if, like, to invite you to certain places, like, would you want to spend money on this? Like, if you hear a guy is, and I mean no disrespect, if you hear a guy is drying something in that way to save $2, because $2 to me is like,
well, not $2, it adds up after, like, a, you know, 6 months, a year, that's a lot of money.
How much is that? It's $20.
No, way more than $20. To dry my clothes for a whole year?
Yeah.
That's a pile of fucking money. That's at least $100.
Yeah,
it's like $100 a year.
It's like a quarter per minute, and it takes a while to dry clothes. For sure, man. All that shit. Adds
okay,
up.
But
where the fuck is it? A quarter a minute
at the place by my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but then
I think you're exaggerating.
Yeah, I don't believe. To be fair,
I didn't ever use it. I don't know. That's what it says on the sign.
I would like you to take a second look at that. I don't think it's a quarter a minute.
It doesn't fucking matter, man. I got a shoe rack that I put up on its side, and now it's a clothing rack.
In fact, it's a quarter 10 minutes, now that I think about it.
$50 a load.
Okay, so then...
Somebody scratch out the zero, and they're fucking with you.
Probably.
But when we go out, you don't really concern yourself too much, I don't think. You
well,
seem
that's
all right.
That's the balance.
Ah, the exchange.
Libra. My fucking scales, man.
A lot of people writing in about doing dishes where they work. How come you guys couldn't speak up earlier? Let me look like a scumbag over here.
You feel vindicated now?
Putting my parents out. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. That is fantastic. You do feel weird, though. Like, we're going to go to this place, you know. Are you okay? Are your clothes dry?
Only feels weird the first time, baby.
My mother used to say, bring your laundry and I'll do it. And I'm like...
Yeah, laundry's okay for people, but some reason dishes, they frown upon.
I didn't do it. I couldn't do it. I didn't do it. But she would hate the way I dress. And so if I would come, you know how like the bottom of my pants get all messed up because it's hitting the floor and whatever. So she'd be like, seriously, come downstairs. She'd have a sewing machine like, say, I can't look at you anymore. Can you please come downstairs so I can sew this up? Like, I'm like, Mom, I'm all right. Like, nobody's looking at me like I'm a fit. You know what? I can't deal with this. You look like a homeless person. Come downstairs. She'd make me take off my pants. I have to wait there until she sews it. And then she feels all right and we can have lunch now.
Not a bad little thing you got going.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Do you come in? Did you ever? McNally would come like all ripped up and shit. Be like, oh, really? You got to take care of me again, Ma? All right. Were your parents, Keith, frugal or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, my parents are both lawyers. Like, they're like real estate lawyers, so they're not hyper rich, but they're doing very well.
Right.
But I didn't know that growing up. Like, we had pizza day at elementary school. It's like, you know, $2 to get your kid fucking pizza.
And they asked you to bring home pizza for them.
I was literally the only kid in the whole class didn't get pizza because I thought we couldn't afford it. And then when I got older, I realized my mom was just pulling the fucking wool over my eyes the whole time. But I'm kind of glad she did because I don't waste money now, you know? So there's really not necessarily any need to save money on random bullshit, but it really does add up, so why not?
And Eat Space is glad that his dad put cigarettes out on his face because it makes him stronger. Oh, Jesus, Luigi. It adds up. And then what are you saving it for?
For shit, like, I was at the dollar store the other day, and I found this belt that says USA, and it has eagles on it, but it was $2. Like, that's a fucking, that's a prime item at the dollar store, but I could easily afford it, because, because I'm not wasting my money on fucking dryers and shit, and towels. All your fancy horseshit.
God.
Well, there's just little things you guys do that just amaze me, like that you get made sometimes, or that Keith just buys things off iTunes without thinking twice. That's just, I wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Well, you gotta start putting ads in the middle of your life.
Then I think, though, the ultimate trump, yeah, is that I don't have a job right now, and it's not at all stressful that I don't. It doesn't fucking matter. So,
I think Keith and I do make financial mistakes a lot, but...
Did you guys ever return the fucking Roomba and Scuba?
Yeah, we did.
Good, because that fucking blew my mind that you ordered both those things off Woot, and they both fucking broke, and I was like, what are they doing? Jesus Christ.
No, actually, we returned a whole pile of stuff, and it was a few $100s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes,
but yeah, we do make mistakes, but...
Well, that's the other thing I couldn't believe. I mean, I guess most people haven't seen this place, but just I had already seen it when you first bought the Roomba and Scuba, and I was like, I've seen their place. That stuff is unusable in this house. That's insane. What
Why
an insane
would you say
purchase.
Because it's just not enough room?
No, yeah, it's just small in general, and stuff is all cluttered around, covered in towels. You can't just set something down and expect it to work. That's
insane. It's like buying gym equipment. You think you're going to use it. It's like buying a Roomba. You think you're going to... You don't think you're going to make the room a go-around piles of shit hidden by towel.
Right. Well, see, though, I guess that's the different worlds is I don't buy it.
Did you hear me on the phone go, Hem, did you mind dropping the laundry off? Did that disgust you?
No, that's fine.
Okay. We just have people do it. You know how much? 50 cents. You just got to ask.
The thing is when I'm sure a lot of people are listening going like, wow, that's really rough, but McNally's totally happy. He's not even like that fake stupid happy. He's just chilling. But I can't do it. I can't put socks on a rack and watch it dry. I would kill myself.
Do you have, like, nightmares about, like, you dried your clothes by accident?
I'm going to answer for him, and I will believe that he's got no stress. I haven't met a man who's, like, more comfortable than even Keith.
You're like an asshole. You're so content. I can't, I can't explain it, but everybody's laughing because they know.
The only thing I have been thinking about is... I don't know how I can possibly fucking bring a chick back to the apartment with the air mattress that I borrowed from you guys. Like, I really need a better bed if I want to be getting down to some fucking loving. But other than that, I'm good.
I think once a girl is in your house and meant to have sex with you, she'll have sex with you on an air mattress.
And we do have a couch. So.
Once she gets past your drying rack, I don't
think
it matters
what kind of bed
you
have. Did you hear
that,
Relic? You guys do have a couch. Is that exciting for you? Relic walks out and it's like, he did say we do have
what
a couch.
What I'll do, I'll fucking bring the couch into my room, though, so it's not in the common area. I just happen to have a couch in my room.
I'll
baby.
Remember that next time I sit on your couch.
Joe from Toronto is saying, the whole stupid thing that you do have to sleep and eat and that stuff. That's why the robots are going to defeat us, because they don't sleep. That's when you attack us. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Listen to this little Who Are development. Humans United Against Robots.com. This is based on an article from Discover Magazine. The age of the machines is near. A bunch of scientists in Switzerland have created learning robots that can lie to each other. They don't, blah, blah, blah. They communicate to each other with benign flashing lights instead of, okay, too many jokes, sorry. The team at the Laboratory of Intelligent Systems at the Federal Institute of Technology created the little experimental learning devices to work in groups and hunt for food targets nearby while avoiding poison. Imagine their surprise when one generation of robots learned to signal lies about the poison, sending opponents to their doom. The little wheeled robots have neural circuitry with about 30 genes that determine their behavior and how much they react to light in the environment. The food sources charged up the robot's batteries while the poison drained them. And by using the genes of the most successful feeders in 50 successive generations, the team was hoping to select the fittest. Three colonies of bots in the 50th generation learned to signal to other robots in the group when they found food or poison. But the fourth colony, including lying cheats that signaled food when they found poison and then calmly rolled over to the real food while other robots went to their battery death.
Wow.
Eerily wicked, to say the least. Saving the robot's honor, luckily, there are also a few hero robots that signaled danger and then rolled to their deaths to save the others.
And what, the robots decide if they want to signal danger or let the other robots die?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And like robots are saying, this is the good food. And then when the robots are eating the bad food or whatever it is, be on a pad that probably sucks out your batteries, they just go and walk over to the good battery charging pad.
That's weird.
It's not just like human soul. What's the word for it? It's there. Everything has evil in it. This is a robot. You tell me robots aren't going to have evil in it. that's the good food. That's poison. Yeah. Why'd you do it? Do you get more food now yourself?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't. I don't get a bonus. Bye.
They're so evil, they don't even think it's funny or anything. There's no reason to
do it. That's the thing with robots, too, right? They're not going to be evil to get one over on us. They're just doing it.
Yeah.
They're just doing it to suck. I don't like them. Pay attention, people. We'll talk more about who are next week, but if you're new to the show, do the research at humansunitedagainstrobots.com. This is some airy shit. And then put that together with the fact that they climb walls now. They climb trees. You can't escape them. You can't escape these things. They got legs. They go over puddles. They go down 90-degree hills. I'm not exaggerating. These sticky spider fucking roly-poly things. Oh, my God.
But we have Spider-Man.
We need a few. We might need more than one.
Do you want that cyanide capsule I was telling you about? You ready to check out now?
I'm going
to
have it.
It's going to suck.
I'm going to have it on me. Definitely. Listen to this. This is an Elmo doll. Not treating the kids right.
A Florida mom was shocked at what a talking Elmo doll had to say after she changed its batteries. Peter Bernard of CNN affiliate WFLA has more on Elmo's dark side.
Two-year-old James Bowman loves Elmo.
Yep, he saw him on his diaper one day, and that was it.
Walk into his Lithia living room, and you notice there are Elmo dolls everywhere. James even has Elmo slippers.
About an hour later, I noticed exactly what it was saying, and my son was repeating exactly what it was saying. Yeah,
James. When he's not playing with one of the Elmos, he's watching Elmo on...
It's killed James.
That's what I thought.
Are you serious?
The kid's name is James. Do you think you're hearing it wrong? I know it because they wrote it. And they won't say in the news article, but they'll write, can you believe that? Did you hear that? Yeah. It's kind of when we do the show, and sometimes the show would start, and I'm like, hey, George, put down the sandwich and quit fucking the whore. And somebody out there is freaking out. Maybe like somebody wrote, like, killed James. And then eventually a James will get it, and it'll be hilarious.
But did you hear it?
I didn't hear it at all.
No lie, I fucking heard kill James.
Kill James.
What it was saying.
Kill James. Why wouldn't it say it normal?
It's plain as day.
Why wouldn't it say kill James? Why is it going, kill James?
Because it's fucking Elmo.
Not playing with one of the Elmos, he's watching Elmo on TV. His latest Elmo, the Elmo Knows Your Name doll, recently ran out of batteries.
Yeah, it does know your name. Well, she probably paid for that then, right?
Yeah.
She probably paid for the name. Or you
I know programmed it.
I know it plugs into the computer. So you programmed it to play James. So maybe it's saying something else instead of kill.
No. So if somebody decided to be funny, they just decided to add kill.
Kill to whatever your name is.
Exactly.
Mother Melissa put new ones in. What was that? This Elmo doll connects to a computer to learn certain phrases and the child's name. But yesterday's battery switch appears to have taught Elmo how to make death threats.
It's not something that really
you would
think that would ever...
The news. This one taught Elmo how to make death threats.
You're so concerned. Burn it now.
Well, now I'm listening to it trying to figure out...
What else it could be?
What it could be other than kill James.
Phil Grames.
Of course.
Elmo, how to make death threats.
It's not something that really you would think that would ever come out of a toy, but once I heard it, I was just kind of distraught.
Melissa has a dilemma. This Elmo is her son's favorite toy, but she doesn't want him to hear the Sesame Street character saying the offending phrase.
What kind of fucking dilemma is this? Right. Is the dilemma she over? Crisis averted? Right. Are we okay?
God, I spent this $29.99. What the fuck am I going
to
do?
You think maybe the Elmo people will send it to you? You think you can visit Sesame Street and go, can I have another? Relax.
Saying the offending phrase.
Oh, maybe she thinks James is now going to kill himself.
She called the...
She has to keep checking on him.
Just calm down.
Well, the dilemma is, do I return it and get another one back that says, rape James?
Toys maker, Fisher Price.
Considering the fact that my son was repeating it has really upset me, and there's nothing that they are even going... They didn't even sound concerned about it, really, when I spoke to him.
So for now, this Elmo is going to be out of the mix at the Bowman house.
And this is his absolute favorite toy, so we've been going through a lot of hassle because he's
She's two! You buy a doll, you tell it it's the same. Why isn't it talking? And then as a mom, you go, cruel dreams, and it's the same fucking thing. They're dumb. Remember your little Einstein? Do the airplane. Do the airplane or I can't eat. Oh, my son's so bright. He really is. I'm going to finger paint my face. Very good, son. Don't eat it too much. He's so brilliant. He will know if I just gave him a stuffed Elmo. I need the same Elmo. Absolutely. He will know. He's brilliant. Oh, look. He's eating the fucking Nintendo joystick. No. No, brilliant.
I'm up the counter and up the closets to get it.
Oh, well, Fisher-Price, the toy company that manufactures Elmo dolls, said it will issue the Bowmans a voucher for a replacement doll. The company said it will
fucking Fisher-Price.
Yeah.
Fucking Fisher-Price.
You want a replacement?
We have to have your $20.
It says, right.
Even if it was $200. No, we'll give you another one.
Right. This one won't say kill. We'll make sure.
This is what you want, Fisher-Price.
I kind of thought I can get money for the heartache. Yeah, I'll just give you a new one. We'll actually test it. We'll do the batteries and everything.
They're not going to give her a new one. It's a voucher. Go get it.
Dear Mom, this new Elmo shouldn't threaten to kill your son. Thank you for shopping.
Bowman's a voucher for a replacement doll. The company said it will examine James's model for the source of the problem and check if other Elmos are experiencing the same malfunction.
Or they'll throw it away. Up next... I'm sure there's a big investigation at the factory.
Our listeners are hearing other things. Somebody heard, let's see, not you from California says, I heard feel James. And Cameron from Tulsa says, I heard thrill James.
Tony just thinks Elmo's trying to lead James to the poison. Maybe. Maybe.
In Australia, they just heard a Fisher-Price ad that got inserted.
You sue, you die. Oh, Elmo. What is he saying?
Wouldn't it be awesome if an Elmo commercial comes on right here? Like the new doll is Elmo? Perfect.
I'm so curious what these ads are going to be now. Anyways, all I know is I would never buy toothpaste. Now we see. Marina Martinez is writing in. And talking about when I said there's no use for libraries. It's outdated, burn them, done. People just like the idea of it.
McNally uses libraries, right?
Yeah, to live.
But fuck them. I mean, I agree. It's an outdated concept. Okay. It's an institution that is no longer relevant.
When I was at college, she says, I got a job at the university library. And since it was the first time I ever had a job where they didn't treat me like a dumb animal, I became convinced that I wanted to become a librarian. My senior year, I got a job at the local city library. It's one of the worst jobs I ever had, so I'm glad I worked there so that I learned that working in a library, what working in a library is all about. Children, the homeless, and the elderly make up about 90% of library patrons. The children never stop screaming. They have no problem running through the shelves and knocking every single book off every single shelf while their idiot parents just stare at the walls. There's no reason to bring your kid to a library. You go in, you get the book. You know, and first they fall in love with these books. Just buy the fucking book. And you don't need more books. They're dumb. I met them all. I, Keith Malley, worked clown parties and kids' parties. I met your kid. He's dumb. He can have one, but he just loves Elmo. Quit buying it! You know what? He really needs a Thomas the Tank Engine cake, or he will flip out. How does he know there's such a thing? He doesn't even know what cake is. Smile, it's your cake. You don't even know what it is. He wants to punch it. He thinks you punch it. But he really looked forward to that cake. That's good, right? It's jelly, your favorite. You don't even know what jelly is.
That's one thing.
Clues jelly.
It used to drive me nuts how I used to babysit my niece when she was like 2 years old. And she honestly thought white bread was like a treat. Like, you know, it's like go clean your room and you can have a piece of white bread.
Right.
And then all these assholes are giving her suckers and stuff. It's like she thinks white fucking bread is good. Stop sabotaging me here.
It's absolutely however you're raised. Only recently am I getting into condiments. My parents never gave us ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise.
Why is that?
I don't need it.
They weren't into it?
You know what? I think it's because they were smart enough to know that I'm not going to know. This could use a little more flavor. It's a fucking hot dog. What do you want? Good point. Yeah, and hot dogs are delicious. But you guys are taught that you got to put shit on them and cover it all up. A little chili. Then have chili if you want chili. You don't need excuses. I'm not saying a chili dog isn't delicious, but as a kid, you don't even know there's such a thing. They think white bread's good because you raised them right. You know, you give celery instead of lollipops, and they don't know.
Yeah, we know someone who gives their kid yogurt and says it's ice cream.
Yeah. They're dumb anyway. You can lie to them a little bit.
I thought I was poor my whole life. Yeah, it's not hard to trick kids.
The homeless smell horrible, she says, and bathe in the bathrooms. One guy got totally bare-ass naked in the middle of the public bathroom to bathe in the sink. We had a homeless guy that was psychotic and refused to take his meds. He'd come into the library every single day to threaten the staff and lock himself in the bathroom, and he refused to come out even after we were closed. The police station was across the street, but since the libraries are public property, they couldn't do anything to keep him away. That's amazing. Homeless guys would hit on the female staffers all the time. And because of the city's policy on it, we would have to still be polite and nice to the worst scumbags. They'd leave and go, they like it. Listen how they talk back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're incorrigible and stinky.
The elderly were worse than the homeless because at least the non-psychotic homeless knew how to behave. The elderly smelled and they were rude to everyone. Of course they were rude. Just like old restaurant customers. You could be young. Just like customers that have jobs that get shit on. They come into my restaurant and they shit on me because they know I can't talk back. A library is a perfect place for that. Yeah, you don't have this book? Well, why? Because you get to yell at somebody and I have to be polite back. Public jobs suck ass. And I never do it again. Now on our show, I'm going to talk about. We would still have to be polite and nice to the worst scumbags. The elderly were even worse. The elderly smelled and they were rude to everyone. They would yell at staff for any reason. They complained constantly, but came back daily to our horrible library that they hated so much so they could complain and yell some more. Same thing with restaurants. This suck. Your soup sucks. I'll get the soup. You just said it sucked and it's going to taste the same as every day. It better not. Well, here it is. It does taste the same and it's shit and your restaurant's shit. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. They would yell at staff for
That's
no reason.
Flashback.
Yeah, sorry about that. They would yell at staff for no reason. They complained constantly, but came back daily. Except for the few cool people that one will find at any job, the people that worked there were all self-righteous jerks. They always acted so superior and stuck up, even though they were little more than babysitters for the community's trash. Get the wrecking ball.
You know what fucking kills me about libraries, too, is generally I think school mostly is fucking ridiculous. I mean, there's some jobs where if you're going to be a surgeon or something, you obviously need to be trained. But to be a head librarian, you need a degree. But you don't need a degree. It's putting books on a fucking shelf. Yeah. That is the ultimate job where the degree is just not needed. And in Vancouver, just this past like 6 months ago, all the garbage men went on strike, and the fucking librarians decided they would piggyback. The library was closed for like 2 months because they're getting paid like $22 an hour, and that's not enough to be a fucking librarian.
Is that how much they get paid?
It's and apparently we're one of the lower in Canada. Vancouver was less. Like in Toronto, they get paid more than that. It's fucking
ridiculous.
How did
Vancouver survive the strike?
Yeah, can you believe it? Well, that's the thing. It's totally fucking retarded because the only people that got, you know, that hurt by that is like kids that want to go get read to and shit. You know, it's like, fuck. And homeless guys, where did they go? Mm-hmm. But yeah, just absurd. Like anyone out there, if you went to school and now you're a librarian, fuck you. You know, you don't accidentally fall into that. You went to school for years to do that. You didn't need to.
What do you learn it in for years?
I don't know. It's like, and it's only because someone told you you had to go to school to get that job. You don't actually have to. I could do your job. I could learn it in 2 days. It just disgusts me. Fucking that librarians get paid that much. It's a shit job. It should not be.
If you get a master's of library science, you make six figures. I don't know what that is, but Zenos is saying that.
It's putting books on shelves, though. That's what it is. You don't even need that.
I think they deliberately made the Dewey Decimal System so that they did something good. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got to study this. Like, whatever happened to alphabetical order? You know, whatever happened to that? Do it by the author, or do it by the book title. We do points and shit. I never knew it. Always found my book.
Because did you ask the librarian so she can earn her pay?
I Keith McNally'd it. I just stood there until the book came to me. Always did. Always did. By the way, self-righteous jerk rating from the library. Shh. We don't have Dina today. Dina was saying last week that she was getting a little sick, and she was sick all week, and I talked to her today, and she said, I can't. I'm so sick, and I'd love to, but my voice is messed up. Hi, what advice today? I'm like, oh, that sounds very sexy, but no luck. But I do have this letter that I'm going to have to read anyway because it's time sensitive. It goes to towards last Friday when we talked to Dean about this person. Todd wrote, and he was telling this story last week about how he had a girl living with him, and this girl all of a sudden complained about a time that 3 years ago.
Wait, but this girl who's living with him is not his girlfriend. They're not dating. She's just kind of using him, which we taught him last week. Right. She's using him just because she needs a place to stay. But she also randomly brought up that What was it, a year before?
3 years.
Three years before. He randomly touched her.
He touched her in his sleep somehow. His sleep.
Oh, yeah, because now all of a sudden she's sleeping in his bed sometimes.
And you, the way the letter was written, you just know this guy is meek and he never would have had the balls to do it. And I call him a flat-out pussy because he's being taken advantage of.
Don't you ever feel like your advice is just going into the void? Like, the fact that this guy even had to ask someone else about this situation means he's done for. He's writ off already. That's fucking ridiculous.
You know what? I was real bad with girls when I was younger, and I think I got a lot better than most, and I bring that up only to brag.
When you would just leave in the middle of a date and just walk away, is that the trick?
That's when I never had balls to do that. I probably would have married her, you know, but you grow up and you realize things, so it could learn. If he doesn't learn after this story and the subsequent advice, then you can give up, yes, but I think somebody does need slapped around and go, think about it, pussy. She knows you love her because you admitted it, and she's fucking using you and your house.
That amazes me, though, constantly, of, like, letters you get or people on the forums. How can you listen to hundreds of episodes of this show where it's just, like, getting slapped in the face of, like, stop being fucking stupid, and yet they still ask these stupid questions?
I know why.
They're just not getting
it. I know why, and this is something I learned, too, that because it's not them. Nothing's ever them. I told this story before. When I used to do stand-up every weekend, the very first year I did it every single weekend, every Sunday. And one time I told a story. I had a girl over my house. This is the story. I had a girl over my house that morning. Like, I'm trying to get her out of the house, you know, and she passes the living room, and my roommate at the time, One-Eye Davis, some of you heard of him, sees her, and says, cat's out of the bag. sees her and says, hi, how are you? You know, where are you from? What job do you have? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Get the fuck out of my house. So I turn that into a little story and some jokes, and I tell that during stand-up, but right before I say it, I see he's in the audience. And I'm like, I still have to tell this story. Like, I have to. It's the dumb things I say on the show. Like, why did you say that? That's going to ruin something. I'm like, I have to get it out. So I had to tell this story. I make the story up that my other roommate, Ray, did it, and Davis is laughing his balls off. He doesn't know he did it that morning, because each week my stand-up was totally different. He did it. You did that. Like, fucking Ray, he's an idiot. You did it.
You know what,
I was specific. I said, you're asking her, do you want pancakes? Because you're making pancakes this morning. Did you make pancakes?
Taking this...
This is a joke solely for the...
Right.
But taking this to the next level, your third stand-up album, Happy to Serve You.
Right.
There's a part in that, I don't know if the dude, I never met him, but if you ever heard it, but, you know, you've got older Chris and younger Chris, right. Your two friends. One of your quote-unquote jokes in that was just, my friend older Chris is fucking dumb, but he puts on a suit and has a good job. What kind of joke is that?
I had to say it.
Yeah, you didn't even have to say the correct name. Right. Not only did you say Chris, your friend Chris, and you have two, so you can kind of get away with
it.
You had to say older Chris.
Right. I had to make it. I think, and this is
he throws me in the stand-up, and he'll start with my girlfriend. I'm like, that could be any girlfriend. By the way, her name's Chaimna. She's sitting right in the audience.
She's
Thank
in the
you
second
so
row
much,
right yeah. there. Everybody say hi. I think not telling full names is dishonest. I will never lie to you guys.
And his friend, obviously his full name is Older Chris.
Right, right.
You have to know.
Maybe that guy was like, there could be an Older Chris. That's probably not me.
And you know what Older Chris said that day, and I'm not joking? Somebody asked him, like, is that you? He goes, no, he has another friend named Chris. Well, does Keith coincidentally think you're a fucking idiot? Oh, God. It's never them. That's my point. It's never them until you write the specific letter and I say, Todd Montgomery, you're a pussy.
You can, you can bring the person up on stage, and afterward they'd be like, it's weird that I was on stage for that, but I guess, I don't know.
It is amazing. I like tried it, and I'm like, there's no way he's not going to know, but I don't respect him, the pancake story. But once that happened, I'm like, it is amazing. And then I do these little tests, and it is amazing. Nothing is them. Everybody can laugh at everybody else. And I'm like, I'm telling you what you did last night. That is crazy. People are assholes. You're the asshole. You're the biggest asshole I ever met. Yeah, people are assholes, Keith. All right, never call me.
I can't believe a Jedi Master lacks that kind of self-awareness.
I was
going to
say, he could be like, he thinks Rey's a Jedi Master. Ah.
I'm doing stand up in front of Davis about Ray working at Tower Records being a Jedi Master.
That jackass. He does think he's a Jedi Master.
Thanks for the layup, McNally. Took a
lead. It's funny because I was thinking that, but I probably wouldn't have brought it up until you.
You brought it home. That's
good job.
Gay.
I say, me and Jason, you moved to New York. We're permanent co-hosts. Done.
That's good. Yep.
Todd Drayton, fuck you.
Finally, somebody gets it.
There you go, you're growing up. Hi, Dina, he wrote, but we're going to have to take this one. And everyone, last week you answered my letter about the girl that sleeps in my bed and told me I touched her inappropriately. You all got hung up on her using me because of my feelings for her, which I guess I knew would happen. And, of course, it's not that you weren't right in everything you said. I even listened a few times just to hear Keith call me a pussy to make sure it sunk in. Good, he knows. It's just that wasn't really what I was writing about. I don't go for the Band-Aid. I go for the cure. Okay? Sometimes it's not what you weren't writing about.
Let me ask
the
you
answer.
Something real quick.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just getting old and jaded, but I'm really starting to find now. It used to be when I was younger, it's like, oh, man, this one girl, like, that was the chick. She was so special and awesome.
Right.
But I'm really noticing more and more that just if somebody is nice to you and pays attention, suddenly she's awesome. It's like, what is so great about this chick? Is it just that she hangs around and talks to him, so now he's in love with her? Because that happens to me all the time.
I think by default, yeah, a lot of relationships start like that. Adults don't get special treatment anywhere.
Right.
So yeah, maybe. But maybe it's like that coupled with admiration for something.
But
like a pussy like that does like a strong person.
And this chick sounds ridiculous. So I mean, what is so special about
it? But maybe he likes the ridiculous. Maybe like because
could be that hot and you're always laying next to me.
Yeah, right. Sleeping in the same. This is so fucking stupid.
She's a user, man. She's a user. I'm surprised she didn't kick you out. I was hoping more to figure out what to do about the accusation. Nothing! I said you do nothing about it. You kick her the fuck out. That's what you do. What do I do about the accusation? She got you to feel like a scumbag of something that happened 3 years ago. How about this? Shrug. I don't know.
How about 3 years ago? She should have moved out then.
Yeah, well, she's
been... 3 years ago, but you touched me weird, but I'm going to keep sleeping in the same bed as you?
You know what? And I did that as a favor to you.
Maybe.
In all 3 years, yes, it was bothering me, and now you owe me. Make me a grilled cheese.
Maybe it was like a hint. Maybe he can, like, grope her in the night, and she'll just be like, you did it again. And he can do it every night.
Right.
You know?
That was a sign.
Man, last night your fucking dick went right in my pussy.
And he writes back to you?
He wrote back after that, and he needs a little more. Maybe we misunderstood what he wanted.
I told you I don't know how to be assertive.
Maybe they're inexplicably linked. I don't know, him being a pussy and him trying to make up for being accused. But things have progressed. Before I heard the show, we seemed to be okay. She used me. I loved her. She shit on me and laughed at her friends about me. I told her I loved her, which wasn't some big revelation. She knew that already. And that while I could apologize for doing what I did, it wouldn't really mean anything because I don't remember it. She seemed to believe that and went on and give me some crap about not being able to feel the way she thought she should about me. About not being able to feel the way she thought she should about me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he loves her so much and she can't feel that back.
Right.
I know this was just a nice way of saying you're gross, but I guess I like you enough to stay in your house, but I wasn't going to throw her out for that.
He thinks that she's staying in the house because she likes him. It's just because it's a free fucking house, that's all.
Everything kind of went back to normal afterwards, except that I still felt disgusted by the... back to normal? Everything kind of went back to normal afterwards, except that I still felt disgusted by the thought that I was capable of doing such a thing. She owns you!
Oh, shit.
Did nothing, and she knows you did nothing, even though I still don't know the details of exactly what that was.
I've got the answer. This guy needs to join the BME Pain Olympics. He doesn't need his dick anymore. It's just causing him trouble. This is your chance, man. Do it.
Ugh. Then on Sunday morning, she makes this annoyed noise. This is last weekend. Gets up in a huff, pulls some blankets off the bed, and goes to the couch. I was awake leading up to this. She knows, man. She saw your eyes open for a second. So I know I didn't do anything this time. In fact, I can even remember the dream I was having before I woke up. Something about driving backwards down a winding mountain road. So it's not easy, even as if I was having a sexual dream that I might have been acting out physically.
How do you know the car like just represented your penis?
The car represented your life. You're driving backwards through life. So you know it wasn't even a sexual dream for you to have done something. But she didn't accuse me of anything directly, so I figured I was just being paranoid and it had nothing to do with me. I asked her later what was going on, and she didn't answer, because she's a coot. I added a part of that. I'm not going to say which part. That night, about a half an hour after we went to bed, she made another weird noise and got up and went to the couch again. Did it sound like that? She slept there again the next morning and didn't talk to me except to say a patronizing thank you when I dropped her off at the train in the morning. There's no other transportation than you and your tears, is there? I left her a note saying that I didn't think it was right for her to be sleeping on the couch because my real roommate is awake at night and shouldn't be restricted from using that room. So since then, she slept on my floor. So yesterday, I decided to take
your
advice.
How is your roommate putting up with this?
Right.
I was your roommate, I'd make you pay more. I'm serious.
If I was his roommate, I'd just have a grin all the time. Like, do what you like, man. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Let's just
I would
it play
too.
Out.
I would too. Because she's not in the room. She's not bothering me. You know, maybe
I don't
she
care. I don't care. I had a roommate, and then he decided his girlfriend's moving in, and I decided my rent's lower.
You don't understand. A lot of people. Think of Evan. A lot of people live in their room.
I lowered Evan's rent when you moved in.
Do you understand what I'm saying? No.
Yeah, but
everything's not about you. This is Evan. Locks himself in the room. Keith McNally could be in his room and not go out. There's, you know what I mean? You're thinking about you. You're not thinking that there's these people that can just be in the room, period.
I know, but I just feel like, you know, you still share a shower and a bathroom, and now there's like another, now that on top of everything, it's a girl, not even just a guy roommate. Girls take longer in the bathroom.
Maybe,
and no, thank you.
Maybe the roommate is banging this girl when Idiot Face is gone.
Actually, I could see that.
So yesterday, I decided to take your advice and tell her to leave. I came home to my parents' house and left her a note saying I'd be gone until Sunday and that she should leave by then. She has you moving back in, even if it's for a weekend with your parents.
And the problem now, Keith, is I love her and she moved out. Now what do I do?
I said I didn't feel I had to explain because she hadn't explained anything to me. I'm glad Dina's sick. She would have blown her brains out by now. This morning I got a voicemail from her confirming what I thought. She's saying I did, quote, something creepy to her Sunday night. She's very convincing, even though you could tell she was reading what she was saying. But I knew I didn't do anything this time. At least that's what I keep thinking. But there's a doubt I can't get rid of. She and went to the thing to have this over on you. That's why she did it, man. She's a little piece of shit. She's the guy that knows you're gonna be kicked out of the apartment. And you go, man, I got to tell you something. I'm sorry. And then the person says back, well, before you say that, let me say this. Thank you so much for always being there for me, man. I don't know what I do, and you kept me from slicing wrists. Now, what did you want to say? Eat my cake? Disgusting.
By the way, a lot of people on the feedback do think that the roommate is fucking her. Also, Fooey has some good advice. Tell her, since you have a roommate, tell her the roommate isn't okay with this anymore. If you need like that kind of balls, you know? Right.
Anyway, this is too long already. I'm not even sure what I'm asking you. I guess I want to know if you love me back like I love you. I guess I want to know that I didn't do anything wrong and that I should just stick to telling her to leave. See, why can't she just leave? She's so disgusted with half a rapist that she doesn't want to leave on her own. 3 years, easily. 3 years, easily, she was with you. I know that from what you said. Disgusting. 3 years, she couldn't get shit together. She's blowing half the neighborhood behind your back. You don't think she can live with one of those for a minute? Because even though I know it sounds stupid after all this, it's not an easy thing to do.
Just the fact that she was sleeping in his bed, he seems to totally gloss that over. Like, that's clearly a large part of why this is weird.
Right.
That just is ridiculous. That makes no sense.
Here's a chime in about his backwards thing, the dream. Carl says, backwards through a winding passage. Sounds like anal sex to me. Maybe he's gay. Actually, there's no way he could be gay. If he was gay, she'd be kicked out a long time ago.
I think you got to break your bed. Maybe she won't want to stay with you.
Don't break it if it's an air mattress, idiot.
She got you. She made up you did something. I'm moving in with you, Todd. I think we got a Keith and the Girl TV show idea. Anything else before we get out of here?
We have a couple of promotions going on in the store at keithandthegirl.com/store. And B. Jason is leaving a few, what did you call those CDs? Like samples?
Samplers, yeah.
Samplers. He's going to leave that. So in March, we're going to throw the promotion in the store for those samplers. So if you go there, check out the top of the store right now. Whenever we have anything that you can get for free, it'll explain how you can get it right up there. Anything else, guys?
Just the simplecomplex.com. The CD is outstanding.
Absolutely is.
Fantastic.
Incredible musician.
Are you guys performing regularly in New Hampshire anyway?
Well, I was telling Chemda earlier this evening that we're kind of dormant right now because my brother, the drummer, had to go back to school because he wants a fucking education.
That happened.
So we're looking for a drummer.
That happened to Van Halen, I think. David Lee Roth had to take a few classes. Hagar stepped in.
Right, I remember that.
Right. All right, thank you guys.
See you Monday.
This just in, regarding the UK ads that I was talking about before, it turns out they did, in fact, cut in the middle of nowhere, places that didn't make sense. I'm talking about the ferry crash of 2003, and it says 2000, then an ad came in, the ad's over, and I go, and three, when the ferry crashed. And then again later, Patrice is talking about the toys that are going to be movies. Hasbro, the game maker that has teamed up, is going to be making movies, and then boom, the ad cut in again.
Oh, well, I mean, to be fair, we really did take the time to cut it off at the right spot. So we're going to be talking to the agency. You know, this is like a new technology, so...
Okay, I was wrong. I take it all back.
Keep on.